Good afternoon. Temperature nearly at 50 degrees now this afternoon. Feels like it too, Rusty. We're a little early here.
Yes, a little early here, but you got to be with this nice weather out. Highs expected to be in the upper 40s, but a little breeze out there, so still not too bad, especially for what we've had earlier this week.
Works better with your microphone on. In the news, Wisconsin's unemployment rate on the decline. According to the Department of Workforce Development, the jobless rate in the state in January fell to 6.1%. It is the lowest rate since November of 2008. Local figures will be out next week, but the last time they were released, Sheboygan County unemployment rate, this was for December now, was at 5%. The DWD says the state added over 106,000 private sector jobs from December 2010 to December 2013.
More questions than answers are being asked after a deadly shooting takes two teenagers' lives in Milwaukee. Eric Grillert has more.
We still don't know everything that transpired at 27th and Philippe this week, but two young people lost their lives after a fight with another man. Police say the two, along with another guy, were beating the maintenance worker who turned the tables on them. Nick Clark is with Wisconsin Carry. He says he's going to pay close attention to what happens in the case moving forward.
If the facts have stated are as they appear, this is another instance where, concealed carry saved someone's life.
And that maintenance worker did have a concealed carry permit, but now his fate is in the district attorney's hands.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Sheboygan woman who was arrested on drug charges, then smuggled heroin into the county jail, was sentenced this week in Sheboygan County Court. 24-year-old Mary Borman, arrested just over a year ago after officers received a tip. She was returning from Milwaukee with heroin and stopped her car. Following day, jail staff reported several inmates in the jail high on heroin, which had been provided by Borman. She was in jail. While she was in jail, officers raided her apartment in the 2500 block of North 15th Street, found her two children, ages 4 and 1.5, living in squalor. Two men in the apartment were arrested. Borman was sentenced this week to a year in prison to be followed by 2 years extended supervision.
A Sheboygan man who stole nearly $16,000 from another Sheboygan man more than 2 years ago has been placed on probation and ordered to repay the money. 21-year-old Jonathan Parker took the money from a home in the city of Sheboygan where he had been hired to do some remodeling work. He found $15,600 in a bag hidden behind a TV set. Parker took the money and split town. He was arrested last November after returning to the area when the victim spotted him and contacted police. Parker was in Sheboygan County Court this week and placed on probation for 2 years in order to make restitution.
An expired unemployment benefit could get another chance. A bipartisan deal has been brokered in the Senate. Jared Halperin following the story.
After weeks of stalemate, a potential breakthrough to renew jobless benefits lost by millions of out-of-work Americans last year, 10 senators, 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats, have a plan to extend unemployment insurance for 5 months at a cost of nearly $10 billion. The measure is paid for largely by extending customs fees and reforming some pension payments. Despite the limited Republican support in the Senate, it's unclear if the unemployment insurance renewal can gather enough support in the GOP-led House. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
The search for a missing Malaysian jetliner is taking crews to a series of uninhabited jungle islands. India began searching groups of small islands covered in dense tropical jungle today. The Indian Navy, Coast Guard, and Air Force expanded the search yesterday to cover a larger area based on new coordinates from Malaysian authorities.
Well, charges of child abuse and neglect have been brought against a Fond du Lac couple, Gina and Troy Reel. They were charged in Fond du Lac County Court yesterday. Gina Reel suspected of beating two boys with a rolling pin and other items and of locking one of them in a bathroom for weeks. Her husband, Troy, is not suspected of participating in the abuse, but of knowing and about it and doing nothing about it. Her bond was set at $5,000 cash, his at $500, signature bond. They have a preliminary hearing next Friday.
A Madison man will be sentenced this afternoon for drugging 8 women and then molesting them and shooting nude videos after they passed out. 30-year-old Brian Stowe has already been sentenced to 15 years on a federal conviction of drugging and molesting a 17-year-old girl after she fell asleep in late 2012. During his federal court sentencing, Judge Barbara Crabb called Stowe a bright and talented man, and she could not fathom how he could act as a predator.
Department of Natural Resources working with local law enforcement in Waupaca to protect a black bear that decided to hibernate in a culvert near a home. DNR Warden Tom Dremel said they were hoping the bear would just move on once the weather warms up.
I was actually hoping that it was going to happen already, and hopefully that bear would have been able to find a more suitable spot back in the woods and away from people a little bit. But so far, the bear is still in his winter home.
The area has been taped off with no trespassing signs placed near the culvert, while police have stepped up their patrols in the area.
Quite a surprise to see.
I would say so. How about that forecast, Rusty? What does that look like?
Partly sunny, breezy for today. High near 46 expected, but it's going to be the warmest day of this next few days here. We could see a little snow shower late tomorrow, high around freezing, and then on Sunday, partly sunny, high near 20.
All right. Currently, we are at 50 degrees on WHBL. As we get back to Rush Limbaugh, I think we're going to get back to Rush Limbaugh. Maybe not. We may have some more time here. But
maybe a little bit.
We had just a little problem going into the news and maybe left us with more time coming out of the news. So